Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, this is Christine Marie.
This is Julie.
And today we get to talk about the seven universal laws.
Yes. And you know, it's so interesting because some have four, some have seven, some have more. And
wait, you mean some people?
Some people.
Mm-hmm. Some people have four, some people have seven, some people have
what
more.
What they write about, yeah. And I'm creating one right now.
As we talk?
As we talk.
Right. Well, I'll just do that myself then.
Yeah, that's great. No, and what it does is that it helps us put into place a system where we can funnel all the experiences of our lives and then choose to be the deliberate creator that we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we are all deliberate creators. We have the potential. We're all creators. Most of us create by default, but once we understand that we are all creators, then we become deliberate creators.
Right. And it's this idea that successful people choose to create, and people who aren't successful or struggle, you know, think life happens to them. And
I don't know where that quote is from, but I wish I could, but I just read that recently. So.
Right. No, and it's just an interesting perspective, because here's what I tell you. By following the law of attraction, by following the other spiritual laws for success, it means that you have a place to put every life experience and then choose to move forward. It also means that, it doesn't mean that things won't happen to you. I mean, like, things that are unexpected. And by following these rules or these laws, we're able to move beyond. You know, the idea that, you know, it's not the failures in life. It's how we define the failures of our life and give them meaning, you know.
And really, that's exactly what stress is. It's not, it really isn't what happens to us. It's how we perceive what happens to us. And that's the that if we want to build any muscle at all, it's that muscle that, you know, we choose how we cope and how we perceive things.
Exactly. And I think we should start off right off the bat with law of attraction, the big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's big right now. It's and I like it. I love the law of attraction because it means like attracts like, and
that which is like unto itself is drawn.
And I love this law because it really has a flow to all the laws. You know, if you understand law of attraction, you can truly leverage all the laws in your favor.
Mm,
and
I love that word, leverage.
I do, too. I'm coining it.
I'm
using it all the time.
Yeah, you use it all the time. And when you first started using it, I honestly didn't really get it. And then I just, you know, sat down with you and I said, really tell me how you mean it. And then I got it, and I got it at a really deep level, and it continues to unfold for me, that word, because, you know, there's all different kinds of leverage, but boy, the way you use it, you know, is powerful.
Well, and this idea, too, that some of my mentors say this differently, but like Abraham Hicks talk about 68 seconds of pure potential, pure thought, pure attention to what you desire in a positive form. That contradiction equals like thousands of man hours. That's really powerful, and that's leverage.
That's leverage.
That's leverage. And I've heard other people say that for every hour of inner work equals 8 hours of outer work. And so just this idea that you can leverage your time more effectively by really giving the attention your soul, yourself deserves, and following these spiritual laws in a fun, playful way. And if we focus on what we want in positive manners, that's leverage. We're putting the odds more in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, and we'll talk about this too, but should I just go through the laws real quick and then we'll go back and we'll talk about them?
All right.
Like law of attraction, law of deliberate creation, law of allowing, law of sufficiency and abundance, law of pure potentiality, law of detachment, law of polarity, and then there's another law that, these are the laws that Christy Whitman has talked about, and she's one of our mentors, and Deepak Chopra has mentioned these laws, as well as Wayne Dyer, but she talks about a law called the law of reflection, and we call it the cosmic mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's kind of our favorite law.
Well, it is.
Because, we see, everything reflected back to us. I mean, how
right.
we are flowing our energy gets reflected back to us. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. No,
go back to
law of attraction. Some of the things that pop up during law of attraction, like when you're using it, like unto itself is drawn. Is that right?
That which is like unto itself is drawn are like attracts like.
I do like attracts likes because mm-hmm. for whatever reason that statement afterwards does not flow from my mouth very well.
Okay. So what do you think about the law of attraction? Give us your shorthand version and I'll give you mine.
Well, it works whether you're working it or not. And for me, and I can tell you how it does it, how it works in the negative, and that's how it really manifested for me, the meaning of it. Have you ever been to a place or situation where you started thinking about a past event that was uncomfortable or difficult, or you might have called it a failure at one time, and in the present moment you start invoking all those negative feelings? And then all of a sudden, you've entertained that feeling, and more feelings are coming your way, and all of a sudden you realize, I've just spent the last 15, 20 minutes focusing on past events, not just that one event that started this whole train off, but other areas of my life that I chose to consider failures. And that, to me, is an example of like attracts like. And that's
in the opposite direction,
in the upstream way, right?
Yeah.
And because we have, I love it when you say this, Mom, we have like 65,000 thoughts a day.
Or 80,000,
yes.
A lot.
And, most of them are negative, criticizing thoughts, and most of them of those are the ones you had the day before.
And the year before.
And the only reason why is because we've allowed to entertain those.
We've got a lot of counter-programming to do.
Right. And so when we feel better and start being conscious about our thoughts, and start feeling better, you start having better quality thoughts. You start remembering all the good things. You start remembering and dreaming about your possibilities, not the lack of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to you, girlfriend, the law of attraction?
Yeah, for me, the law of attraction is that, you talk about like attracts like, and then I go to nothing is more important than that you feel good, because our feelings are our point of power.
Yes.
It is with that we're all everything is we're all energetic beings,
mm-hmm.
and we're always flowing a vibration, and the vibration that we're flowing out into the universe picks up and mirrors and reflects that back.
Yes.
So, I say nothing is more important than that you feel good, and you have to honor your feelings. We use a scale of 1 to 10. With 1 being the lowest vibration, depression, and then 10 being like joy, passion, and unconditional love. So there's a myriad of feelings in between. But we want you to honestly check in with yourself. Say, where am I honestly feeling? And then, admit that feeling and honor it. And then legitimately, authentically, organically move up the scale. And there's, many processes to help you do that, because unless you're kind of crazy,
mm-hmm.
you definitely want to attract good things back into your life.
Yes. Exactly.
The law of attraction, I always say, you know, people are, you know, some, as an intuitive, people say, is my man cheating on me, you know? And I'll say, you know what? You know what's faithful is the law of attraction.
Right.
It is faithful to you 24/7. It listens to your feelings 24/7.
Yes.
It gives you everything you are asking for energetically 24/7. So that's why if I could define one thing, overarching theme for the law of attraction is, you know, nothing matters more than that you feel good.
That's right.
I think we explained that pretty
well.
We did.
And you know what? Thank you for reminding me that nothing is because of law of attraction and because of our belief system, there is nothing more important than that you feel good.
That's right.
You know, and today, I mean, you and I both have a list of things that we can pull out that we know can completely and quickly connect us to our feeling good state, you know?
Yes.
And when things are kind of sliding down and there's really no reason for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I pull out those tricks, those processes mm-hmm. to help me feel better, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, they're tips, they're tricks, and whatever you want to call them, because we've been programmed from the day we were born in the opposite direction, you know? Unless your parents were highly enlightened, we've been programmed into competition, into constriction, into lack, that we're just the opposite of prosperous. Money doesn't grow on trees. Who do you think I am? Made of money. You know, all of these things we've been programmed for years and years and decades. And so, yes, is it possible that in one fell swoop you can just shed those years of programming? Yes, it's possible.
Yes.
However, more than likely, you have to, like Julie says, you've got to leverage the good stuff. You know?
Exactly right. Here's a little quote from the Kabbalah. And there's quotes
the Kabbalah?
The Kabbalah, because I'm just pulling out some quotes, but... Three are the dwellings of the sons and daughters of man, thought, feeling, and body. When the three become one, you will say to this mountain, move, and the mountain will move. Now, this
wow.
quote in its different forms is in the Bible.
Sure.
You know, with having just, you know, with faith.
Yeah,
so the mustard
you can
seed
say
of
to
faith,
the you can, you know, mustard seed, if you say add the faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move, and it will.
So if you, you know, leverage your thoughts to your feelings, you know, and then your body or your physical inspired actions, magic occurs. Magic occurs. I love it.
Mm.
I love it. Okay, ready for the next law? The
yes.
law of deliberate creation. Woohoo! This is easy because if you start agreeing with the law of attraction, you see it working in its form, which you can. You can easily just test
it
out.
All you have to do is just look at your environment
right.
and see the law of attraction at work.
Right.
And so now, and because we are understanding the law of attraction more and we see how it works, then you understand, wait a minute, I can become the number
deliberate
two,
creation.
The law of deliberate creation. I can become a deliberate creator
yeah.
as opposed to a creator by default. You know, and there's real empowerment there. There's real power in becoming a deliberate creator.
And it's that idea that where you choose to put your focus, where you choose to think positively and put your energy in flow,
mm-hmm.
that's where you manifest more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just great. It's just this idea that you can choose now to where to use your put your focus.
You're the chooser. You're the decider.
Yes, you are.
You know, one of the big things then, you know, is in terms of the law of deliberate creation is you get to ask yourself, what do I want?
Yes.
And as opposed to, you know, I'm just coping with all the things that are happening to me, you get to say, what do I want? And
right.
that's, you know.
And like we're love, like law of attraction is always working 24/7. You know, if you have a vibration of debt, you have created more debt. If you have a vibration of lack, you create more lack. But the law of deliberate creation really does state then you are knowing this, are choosing to know this, and you start leveraging off and start finding what you want and focusing on what you want. I love it when Wayne Dyer says, I never speak of what I do not want.
Mm-hmm.
I never verbalize.
You know,
those words.
You come to a point in your life when you realize there are a couple of things you don't want to do. I don't want to speak of what I don't want because obviously what you focus on expands. And so by shining the light, even on even in an area of that which you don't want, you're obviously allowing it to expand. And then he also said, I just decided to say, I am, you know, people always say, I'm so tired.
Right.
I'm so tired. He goes, you know what? I just, I may feel it. He says, I'm just not going to say it anymore.
Oh, and when I heard him say that, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I mean, here I am working, you know, we've been studying the law of attraction and the spiritual laws of success for, I don't know, over 10 years. I mean, with Marianne Williamson, more than that. I mean, decades, right, in some form, and focusing on that. And then you hear a new thought and go, wow, how many times have I said to myself, I wake up and I might have a thought like, oh, I wake up a little, I feel a little sore. I got a little scratchy throat. You know, I hope I'm not getting a cold, you know. And it takes reprogramming because now I say, I don't just say I feel great when I wake up, when I don't. I acknowledge and I say, a little sore throat. Oh, you know what, I'm going to take lots of vitamin C knowing that by noon I'll feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, this has changed for me because I can tell you that in the last several years, I've always had a cold by now. And
that's true.
But I don't, and I know why. Because every morning when I wake up, if I have a little bit of a drainage or a little bit of something going on, I just know that I take care of myself, I take my vitamin C, I do what I can, and then I know by noon I feel better.
Mm-hmm, because you've programmed
myself
to believe that.
And soon I'll
program
myself.
You understand how important our belief systems are.
Yeah, and soon I'll program myself to believe that I can wake up and feel great from just waking up. You know?
You bet.
It's not there yet.
You bet. But I think in terms of the deliberate creation, I think our five A's kind of go there, even though I know that the next law is the law of allowing. But the first A is ask.
Yep.
The second A is knowing that it's given. The second A is align,
mm-hmm.
and you do that by, we call it the be, do, and have effect. And you align yourself with the feelings of, as you imagine that you have what you want already, what are the feelings that you're going to feel, you know, having
right.
that? Well, those are the feelings you have to foster during the day to get that. You know, it feels like initially, like just the opposite. Well, how can I be, you know, feeling empowered and happy
right.
and knowledgeable when I don't have what I want yet? Well, I mean, that's just, that again, that's leveraging in the opposite direction.
And this is where the subtle differences come into here. When we say, look at your environment, or when people say, hey, look at your environment, that's where you're vibrating at. Because there is that buffer time when you've chosen to be on this path, and you've chosen to be aware, and your environment may not completely look different to the outside world yet.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll start seeing it differently,
mm-hmm. and that's okay. I mean,
that's okay.
Imagine if, it not only is okay, it has to be okay.
Yeah.
And you know, listen, this we've been studying this for a long, long time, but and as I even say this, I realize there's so many little subtle points I want to say, but I want to get through these laws. But
yes.
I mean, like for example, that we're always flowing energy.
Can I hear them real quick? The next law is law of allowing, and you're talking right about this.
Correct.
So you're good.
Yeah. Well, do you want to go to that law then?
No, go ahead. Go see what you're saying, but I'm saying you're right on track with the law of allowing right
now. Oh, yeah. So I was just going to say the fact that we are always flowing energy consciously, you know, even when we start feeling better. But we are always flowing subconscious energy as well. And that's sort of why sometimes we feel like we're getting mixed results because we are our subconscious, things that have gone past our conscious mind and they're programmed very deep. And so that takes a little time to remove those things.
Yeah.
And we do it through meditation, through visualization, through a lot of different processes. So that's
mm-hmm.
also what I wanted to say, like why it doesn't happen immediately as well, you know.
Right. And, you know, when talking about the law of allowing, I love this law because it allows the universe to work its magic. It also allows you to, you know, love yourself, be who you need to be, and then allow everyone else to be who they need to be. And let the universe
mm-hmm.
be what it needs to
be. Don't you love that? I mean, when I first saw that law, you know, and I said, okay, I have to allow this to happen. You know, I had to, it's like almost like I was too Velcro-y.
Right.
You know, I decided this is what I wanted, and I just you know, it's like a dog with a bone. Was it going to, you
right.
know, let that go? But you really have to just, you have to get into this energy just of allowing, knowing that it's on its way, but allowing. But now as you know, life is a spiral and we learn things deeper and deeper levels, this idea that, you know, that everyone gets to be who they are. You get to be who you are. Yay, a million yays. But you know what? Not everybody's going to want to do what Queen Christina wants them to do, you know? So you have to be in that allowing mode.
Right.
And that's even a deeper level of this law, wouldn't you say? I allow everyone to do what they want to do. And that's when I talked about growing some, you know, putting your big girl panties on or cowboying up.
Right.
And saying, hey, you know, not everything's going to, is in this world to please me, not everybody. So I have to allow them to do what they want to do. And because that, ultimately, Julie, that's a very liberating and freeing stance to take.
Oh, it really is. And there's a couple of things that I think about, too, with this law that help me get through the day sometimes when I'm not manifesting something very quickly or it didn't turn the way I think it's going to turn out or it didn't turn out the way I was hoping or intending it to turn
exactly.
out.
Yeah, exactly, and that really is the law of allowing, isn't it, honey?
And one is I'm in this universe, and I chose to be here, and I play a part in the cosmic universal co-creation thing, right?
Oh yeah, you're talking in real good. In good zip codes now,
and
honey.
And so here's my desire, my dream, and when I'm focusing on it and giving it attention, and things just aren't may not be coming as quickly as I'd hoped, I step back, I look for evidence that it is on its way, and then I acknowledge the fact that I am deliberately creating my own life and my own experiences. I am enjoying this ride, this journey, knowing I am a part of the co-creation of everybody else's desires and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the universe has a fun way of putting it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, and here's why I also say that this or something better, I detach enough from my outcome to allow the universe to give me something better
mm-hmm.
that's more myself. Mm-hmm. If my desire may not be suited or I'm not completely aligned with it or it's not really who I am. You know, we all have this desire. Sometimes we have this juvenile desire, I called it, when we were growing up of being successful, like star-like, you know, superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but that no longer turns me on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that does not, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that left a long time ago.
Just this idea of being.
But I think that, you know, when we're young, though, this is just my personal opinion.
No problem.
I think we're closer to that original knowing, you know.
Right.
And so, it says here on the board, show is on, but not streaming. All right.
Well, we'll just keep talking.
Yeah, let's keep talking.
Huh. That's odd.
let's let it go.
Is there, you know, we can just, should I ask you a question about that? Like, is there anybody on the, you know?
Let me just see real quick here. So go ahead, girlfriend. You keep
okay.
Talking.
Well, and also we talk about is this idea of having the universe as a metaphor being this bird in your hand. And if you hold on too tightly to it, can't fly and do its magic and work its, you know, work its wonders. So you have to just let open your grasp, release your grip on it, and let it fly away and let it do its magic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, some of the things to talk about for resistance. What is resistance? When you have fear about something, doubt,
mm-hmm.
disappointment.
Well, when you talk about the law of allowing, you absolutely have to talk about resistance because that's the little bugaboo that gets into this law of allowing. And for me, the biggest one is time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, when is this going to happen? Or you know.
It should have happened by now.
And that
how can they can manifest so quickly?
That is definitely the that should be another dysfunctional law of the universe the resistance,
yes.
You know.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's go on to
the
next law.
Yeah. Okay, the next law is, what's the next law, girlfriend?
The law of sufficiency and abundance.
And that's a great law because when you're...
Feel that. You know, just if you just feel that, let it rest in your heart, to the idea that that's why we really got started even on Blog Talk Radio, because it was such a thing for us to say that there's prosperity consciousness, that prosperity abounds. And most people think about prosperity just in terms of money, mm-hmm. but to prosper in all areas of your life,
yes.
you know, to prosper in terms of relationships, and especially the relationship to yourself, where you feel and know at your core, you know, that you are directly from source. You are the stuff the stars are made of, you know.
Right.
And you have access to all that and more, you know. And to me, that was why we started, to get this message out, you know,
yeah.
that we are prosperous, that we have we live in abundance, and we have more than enough for ourselves.
And we have everything we need right now, you know, within you. You have everything you need within you right now.
Yes.
To make your life the way you want
yes.
it to be.
And it really, it is an illusion, and it's a flaw that we've been taught that you don't.
Yes.
And
we've really learned that there's not enough to go around,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, you have to go to college, you have
yeah.
to do this, you have to do that. You know, although your mother would tell you to go to college, but
yes, and she did many times, and we did. You know,
but you are, to know that you are perfect just the way you are, that you are whole just the way you are, whole, and that you're not broken, never have been, and you never will be. Now, put your little head around that, huh?
Yeah. That feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I would like people just to breathe that in. Just breathe it in, that
mm-hmm.
there is more than enough. There is abundance, and abundance is yours.
Yeah.
That you were born into prosperity. I don't care what family you came from. You were born into prosperity. You are source. You are source.
Yes. And, you know, when I feel a little bit unaligned with my well-being, and I'm pushing out that I have that vibration, I really connect with that. I connect with that feeling that I'm not broken. I never have, never will be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm connected to source. I can maybe pinch off my connection a little bit, and I have to take the I don't know what you call it, the clamps off, you
mm-hmm,
know, and
mm-hmm.
let it flow again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we do that though.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we pinch our source off with our belief systems.
Yeah.
With our tight, constricting belief systems, you know.
Yeah.
And we pinch it off by, you know, through the law of not allowing, you know, not allowing someone, you know, or this universe didn't give me exactly what I wanted, so I'm gonna go pout, you know.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. So that's
right.
how we pinch off our source.
Right. And that's, you know, and...
You got some more laws to go,
yes,
girlfriend.
We did. Time's going by so fast.
Yeah,
what's
I know.
The next one, girlfriend?
The next law is the law of pure potentiality.
I love this law.
Hello.
The field of pure potentiality.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
You know, we talk about everything is energy, right? You know?
Yep.
And so everything is the stuff of the stars are made of.
Yes.
You know, and there is this field. We call it, you know, I think even the ancients, like Rumi said, you know, beyond the concepts of right and wrong and all this polarity, there lies a field where you and I can meet.
Yes.
And in that field is all the pure potentiality. All possibilities exist there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even 5,000 years ago, the energy for a spaceship existed. It just hadn't been put in the proper, all the atoms hadn't been put in the proper order.
Right.
There was an evolution of energy. So in the field of pure potentiality, in the law of pure potentiality, everything that you want, that you desire, exists.
And that's why when we say ask,
exists.
It is given.
Yeah, know that ask.
It's already answered.
It's already answered.
It's already answered it there. It's already answered. It's already yours. And now it's your job to align.
Magnetize.
Yeah.
I love
magnetize.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's like one of my favorite visualizations, and is to, pretend that, you know, the body is this magnet, and it really is.
Yes.
You know, and you magnetize out in that field of pure potentiality where all those molecules and energy exist, and you start magnetizing and pulling in those exact precise molecules that bring to you what you want. I know I'm not putting it in a sort of
No, but it's one of our favorite classes to teach.
Yes.
You and I, the
yes.
magnetizing course, because
yes.
it's just we feel so, at the end of this course, we always feel so.
You know, we're going to be teaching that course again in December.
December 1st.
So right, we should make sure people know about that. That's a fabulous course.
Exactly. Okay, the next one is Law of Detachment.
That's kind of like the Law of Allowing, a little
bit. It is. It is like a Law of Allowing. And Law of Detachment, you're exactly right. It's so similar to the Law of Allowing, except that it just really enforces the fact that you are perfect as is. So this idea that the outcome is perfect as is, and that as you detach and detach more and more from the outcome, you are able to more and more enjoy the journey.
What I see for the Law of Detachment is I feel like two things. When I hear that Law of Detachment, I think of Velcro and Teflon.
Right.
You know, and Velcro is like, you know, I'm walking through my day, and you know, everything is sticking to me that I want. I'm just like grasping and clinging, you know. And then the Teflon is, yes, I want it, but you know, I just have this clean, cool air about me, you know, because I'm not desperate. I'm not coming from desperation. I'm not coming from fear. I asked, I know that it was answered.
Yes.
And so I can just enjoy my day, enjoy my life, and not have to go looking at my clock or my watch. It's not here yet. It's
right.
Not here yet. When's
right.
It coming? When's it coming? You know. And, you know, I don't know. I just saw somebody, as I said that, you know, like somebody putting themselves on a, you know, like on a, like it's got to be here in 2 days, you know, in a time frame, you know. And, you know, when you start really getting this, you don't do that to yourself anymore.
No.
You know, you don't say, okay, universe, I need, you know, $1,000 in 48 hours, you know, deliver, you know, tick, 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 you know. You just really, you know, not that the universe can't do that, but you don't do that kind of, you know, thing and the time frame thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, we talk about goals previously in other talks about it's good to have a time frame for a goal. And yet then you detach,
mm-hmm.
knowing that so many things could happen and the universe could surprise and delight you, and often does, you know. And, you know, we're here for the long journey, right? And I want to be surprised and delighted. And I also know that my future self, we talk about future selves a lot, you know, and how powerful our future self can be. And in creating this moment that we're living in right now and helping us push forward to where we want to be and enjoying the ride. And yet I know that my future self, I am detached enough from it to know that if whatever I will be mm-hmm. a year from now, mm-hmm. 2 years from now, mm-hmm. we'll be fine, we'll be good enough, we'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be perfect.
We'll be exactly right.
We'll be good enough, right?
Yeah, I love that name.
Yeah.
We met a person whose last name was Good Enough.
Oh, we were watching Graham Norton, weren't we?
Yeah, that's right.
That's so funny. Tell a story really quick. We got a little bit of time. Never mind. We were watching Graham Norton, and somebody in his audience said, "I'm John Good Enough."
Yeah, and he said something like, "He goes, well, what were your parents? What was your, you know, your mom's name?" Was like, you know, I guess I'll settle for Good Enough or whatever.
Yeah. I just think that's hysterical, by the way. Yeah. And what's your maiden name? Mm-hmm. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm okay, and I married Good Enough. Yeah.
But I love this idea about being detached. Let go and let God. Let go,
absolutely.
Let God, and expect
let go,
a miracle.
Yeah, and exactly right. And
let go, let God, and expect greatness to happen. You know, and here
that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah,
sure.
And those are the subtle difference.
And next
energy.
Is the law of polarity.
Yep, the two sides of a coin. You know, with every situation is a lack, and there's the abundance of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what you focus on is what, here's why law of attraction comes to play through all these laws. And then also the law of deliberate creation, because you choose to use the law of attraction in your favor. You know, here's the thing. Here's an example. At this moment, we have no water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting situation. And interesting meaning all effed up. But honestly, after the initial shock, and then we look at the sign like, well, you know what? This is just not a big deal. So, you know,
we just had to do some little managing and
managing.
Rearranging some things.
Right. And also, this is a time when I've here's my, here's the polarity of it. You know, on one side of the coin, it's like all effed up, right? Your whole life's changed. You can't do what you usually do. On the opposite side of the coin is, I feel liberated for this time being. I can't do what I always do.
Right. You're out of your pattern.
I'm out of my pattern. I'm focusing on now just creating something totally new because my patterns are all shaken up. And it's like at those moments is when really miracle things happen, miraculous things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So
because we've created energetic space for things to move in. A lot of times our schedules and our programming keeps, it acts like a no trespassing sign.
Right.
And it keeps things from happening, to us and the universal laws, away from us. And so when things happen, it does make way. It sort of melts those barriers so
right.
that the universal laws can get into us.
And when things happen that show us contrast, by then quickly, working through them and then quickly defining, like, wait a minute, there's some real benefits here. This is allowing some space to occur in my life to put in something new, something fresh. Or, you can always go to that idea that, this is taking care of it now so something doesn't happen in the future, too. There's some ways to define it that you're not stuck in the lack of it all. The lack of not having water or whatever the lack is.
Right.
But like, there's hot and cold, love and fear.
Yeah, and those are, they're just polarities.
Yeah.
And when I was a psychotherapist, we used to do, a polarity dynamic where we would imagine that, like a metronome where it goes back and forth,
mm-hmm.
so that you're hot to cold. Or you could see it as a triangle.
Right.
Like the base of the triangle on one side is hot and one side is cold. But there's a top of the triangle. And that in that top, everything is whole, Everything is what it is. You can get off that wheel of polarity.
Right.
And that's really what you want to do. That's the, in essence, the perfection of the law of polarity is to hold it in that wholeness.
Yes. And the idea, too, in every situation or problem or contrast has the problem and the solution. Lies in everything.
Yes, that's right.
And then also, too, you had mentioned yesterday, I don't know if you can remember or not, about seeing contrast only as, do you remember what you said to me?
Mm-mm.
In that matrix from Max?
No. Oh, contrast is an, no.
Or obstacles.
Right. Something about that. Obstacles are not a no on the hero's journey,
right.
No to you. They're just.
And then actually, they can be transformed and transmuted into really the building blocks for your bigger, brighter future. And when we can play in those fields,
mm-hmm. and that is a spiritual field.
Yeah,
it really is. If we, it's difficult if you're living in a three-dimensional world and you're playing in the three-dimensional rules. None of this is going to be working for you except the law of attraction.
Right, exactly.
But these are real universal spiritual laws. And so because really our inner world determines our outer world.
Right.
We all kind of know that, right? We kind of know that at our essence, at our core. It's one of those body truths that you feel. You just kind of know. And so you have it's important to work on your inner world, and then your outer world changes amazingly.
Mm.
So we have the last bonus law.
The law of reflection, or what they call it, the cosmic mirror.
The great cosmic mirror. Mm. And just lovingly reflects back to you 24/7 what you are putting out there.
Well,
and so if you say, oh, I'm so tired of being broke. The great cosmic mirror goes, she's so tired of being broke.
And then also, you attract typically people that are also tired of being broke.
Or you may attract someone who's not and just there to, to rub it in your face,
There you go. Mm. It's also this idea that what you focus on other people, it comes to you, is what you focus on yourself. So if you're someone, we've known these people, that really see faults everywhere. They see faults in themselves, and then they see it in other people so quickly. And And, you know, that's what it is, the bigger, the cosmic mirror. So if you know this and you, it doesn't give you joy to look for faults. I mean, there are people out here who I think get off on it.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, I don't attract those people anymore in my life.
Yeah, me too, thank God.
You know, and if they're around me, it's mostly just for like a half an hour. And then it's gone like, you know, I've done my energetic work with this. I'm no longer aligned with you.
Yeah.
And you're no longer aligned with me.
Yeah,
so
they're
almost
invisible right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It really is. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. But it's this idea that, choosing to find the good in everything because I want to find the good in myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, choosing to bless everything because I want to be blessed myself.
Right. That's really one of Deepak's laws is that he calls it the law of giving and receiving, and that which you want, you give. And that's how you get into the cycle. So if you're needing financial blessings, give a financial blessing. If you're needing love, then you give love. And that's how you prime the pump. That's how you start the law to go in.
Right. And you know, if you recognize amazing qualities in other people, you will know that the only reason why you can recognize them is because they're also within yourself.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
If you recognize people who have the tenacity or the persistence to keep going, you know, that's also in yourself. Or if you meet alchemists, which I have met alchemists, you know, where people who have, I just like, wow, you.
They're great weavers. They turn all sorts of things into gold in their lives. And that is, listen, that is what we all want to strive for, to be these great, fantastic alchemists. You know?
Yes, exactly.
And weave all the threads of our life into a golden cloak, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are the laws. And I hope that you enjoyed them. And I think that, I've learned a lot myself today, you know, reflecting back on these things.
I know. It's fun reflecting back and getting, you realize where you've come from and how you've grown.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, this is right. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so happy and just tickled pink that I do use these laws in my daily life.
And guys, if you haven't signed up for Prosperity Postcards, go to prosperitypostcards.com and sign up for your free daily
audio. Do you want to play the song?
I think we have time. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A three-letter word that comes after dot, invented by Al Gore, and he knows what hot. The COM stands for community, so log on, baby, come on, it's free. I say prosperity, you say postcards. I say prosperity, you say postcards. Prosperity,
postcard,
prosperity,
postcard.
.com. Know a little honey from East St. Louis. First name Christine, middle name Marie. She has a fly daughter, she's calling Julie. They're sending out postcards of prosperity. I say prosperity, you say postcards. I say prosperity, you say postcards. Prosperity,
postcard,
prosperity,
postcard.
.com.
I love that song. It makes you laugh every time.
Thank you, Greg. He's the one that did that for us. I'm gonna play the other thing you did first.
Kristen, you need all the way to help you manifest your day. If you want prosperity, Christine, Marie, and Julie, gurus of prosperity.
We're so blessed to have that kind of stuff. I mean, if my energy is dipped a little bit, I hear that, and I'm just feel fun again, happy.
It's one of our things we pull out of our hat to make us feel better.
Yes. Okay, everyone.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day, everyone.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.